I don't think it's acceptable that one in every four ambulances, the emergency calls is made, has to come from probably at least an hour away to travel to the peninsula. I don't think that happens in any other part of this country, and I think it's unfair, and I think it's something that needs to be dealt with now. The statistics are there to prove that the lack of cover and any shown is very, very significant, and I think the National Ambulance Service have to now immediately deal with the problem and put a second ambulance full-time and any shown.
You are calling on the National Ambulance Service to come to the peninsula to meet with local councillors in the area and to review these figures with you. So far, you're indicating to us that they haven't been forthcoming in agreeing to a meeting.
No, they haven't, and I've requested a few times now to meet with the National Ambulance Service, and they haven't responded to me to say that they would meet. I will be requesting today at any phone area meeting that the council write to the National Ambulance Service and request them to come to meet the nine Inishowen councillors, and I know the nine Inishowen councillors are 100% behind us, to meet with us to discuss the figures that I have in relation to the level of service in Inishowen. I think that'll be very important that they come and do that, and we put our points across that the people of Inishowen are being left behind here in relation to the level of cover from the National Ambulance Service. The guys on the ground, the workers, the paramedics are doing a fantastic job on the ground, and it's not their fault. This is happening at a higher level, and it needs to be dealt with at a higher level.